Om Shanti. So today we will be talking about karmatit stage. So today Baba was saying, having balance of karma and yoga, one has to reach karmatit stage. Karmatit stage doesn't mean that we remain detached from actions. Actions have to be done, and we know that the effect of our karma will be on our stage and on our yoga also. Because if somebody is performing vikarma, then naturally their yoga will not be good. Even negative thoughts, impure thoughts, will not allow the soul to have good yoga. So what one has to do is keep on practicing bodiless stage. That's very important, because this first lesson, though we think it's so very simple, and sometimes we say, why Baba is every day telling be soul conscious, be bodiless, bodiless, why he's doing like this? So sometimes we wonder. But in fact, that first lesson is very, very important, because it's easy to know. But to be embodiment of being soul conscious all the time, having awareness all the time of being a soul, is really needs practice. Until the end, we need to keep on practicing, maintaining bodiless stage all the time. And whilst performing action, not become action conscious or rule conscious, but have the aim to remember Baba. Karma Yogi stage. And once we are bodiless, because everybody has to go through their karmic account. Karmatit doesn't mean that you won't be sick or you are not suffering from your past karma, because problems, obstacles, difficulty will be definitely there in our life. But what will happen is, when we are bodiless, naturally we don't experience so much pain. And whatever this health situation may be, we won't say, oh, I got too much pain, I can't have meditation. Because that means I'm not yet bodiless. And I'm not beyond the effect of this karma. So, karmatit means beyond the influence of karmic account. So, not suffering or not having any bondage because of past karmic account. Because when there is karmic account still not cleared, naturally there is one or another type of bondage. Because we have variety of bondages, we might be having bondage of body. As sometimes people say, okay, I want to do so much, but I have got so much pain in my back or neck or ankle or knees and all, so I can't do. So this is like a bondage. The body is not cooperating to do what we are wanting to do. Then some people may have bondage of friends, relationship, or friends, relations, whether laukic or alaukic. Attachment will create bondage. And karmic account also will create bondage. So when we have reached that karmati stage, we'll find that nobody stops us from doing what we want to do. Body, bodily relations. Some people have bondage of material means. Because, you know, sometimes we want to do service, but we say, I don't have companion to do the service, or I don't have transportation, my car is out of order today. So we have been dependent sometimes on vehicle or on machines, that I can serve only if I got projector or laptop or something. Without that, I can't do. It's good to use means, no doubt. Because all these modern means of science are here to help us. But that should not create any bondage. Then there can be bondage of my own nature and sanskars. Because my habits. Sometimes we say, I'm not habituated to wake up early in the morning. Or, I get irritated, that's my sanskar. So, the old sanskar also can create the bondage. Or we are influenced by that. So one will not be in the karmati stage, one will not be influenced. The stage will not fluctuate with different situation, different problems, different obstacles. They will maintain unshakable stage, immovable stage. Some people have the bondage of guru, bhakti, or science. Because many times the knowledge of science also will not allow us to accept Baba's things. Or sometimes past knowledge of bhakti, gurus, etc. We say, I can't do this. Or, previously if somebody was Christian, pakka Christian, and then they say, I love Baba, Shiva Baba is okay, but Brahma Baba, no. How can I replace Christ with Brahma Baba? So that's what, the bhakti bondage also can be there. And the biggest bondage is I and mine. The old sanskar of I and mine. And that also we had to see that we don't have that bondage of my or I. Or it can be the desires, name, fame, position. So we have to see that we don't have any of these bondages, or nothing influences me when I am in that karmati stage. So a karmati stage is free from all the bondages, karmic bondage also. Means their yoga will be constant. And to reach that stage, we have to see that we are taking support of only one Baba. No support of any limited means. Because sometimes, we may have, we might be taking support of service companion. And we say, okay, I can do service, but I need this person, particular person, to go to do the service. Because naturally, when we are going for service, we may need somebody, but not dependency on individual. So they will be, as I said, use means, use people, cooperation of everybody, but no dependency. So the thing is, throughout our this birth and in past birth also, we might have created lots of karmic accounts with body, individuals, etc. So as much as we have deep yoga, the seed stage will absolve our vikarma, and yoga will help us also to change our sanskaras. So the yoga is very important to clear that karmic account, and that's why Baba has been emphasizing these 2 points. Forget body, body relation, old world, and remember me only. So that's where we have to see that we are able to remember Baba all the time. So the soul will have to now go beyond sound, to be in Baba's remembrance, go beyond sound in silence, and more and more being in, Baba says, be the embodiment of Jnana. Jnana, easy to understand, easy to explain, easy to churn. But then we have to be embodiment of Jnana. Each and every point of knowledge, we have to be embodiment. And that will help us to have good yoga, charitable karma, and not perform any vikarma. So as we reach that stage, naturally we will be having that divine sanskars, deity sanskars, because karmati stage is also, we can say, the final stage of perfection, completion. So we will have divine sanskar and no old sanskars. Or this is the same, nearly same thing. Karmatit, stage of completion, Bhavsaman stage. So whatever we listen, we become the embodiment of Baba's teaching. And there will not be any desires. Because we were singing, once I know you, I got everything. So if I receive everything from Baba, and through yoga I have accumulated all the treasures, imperishable treasure, I have become spiritual. So then when spiritual people, they have that contentment and no desire, because desire is, if there are desires, then naturally the soul will not be content. So sense organs will not pull that soul, karmati soul. Because otherwise, our sense organs pull us. Because, you know, sometimes we get pulled to listen to nice music. Say, oh, I can have good yoga only if the good songs are played. So we are becoming dependent on music. The ears are dependent on music. Or those say, oh no, I can't have yoga because there is so much disturbance, so much, such a big gathering, so many people, so much noise. So usually people get influenced by noise, people around. Or as soon as they smell some nice food, and there is a desire. No, this sense organs pull how much we have nice smell or some nice food, and the mind will have desire to eat that food, or mind will be attracted. The eyes, Baba says, eyes deceive a lot. So the sense organs should be in under our control, that no, not to be attracted by charismatic personality or beautiful body or beautiful scenes. Because otherwise there is a desire, oh, I haven't been to ocean for a long time, I must go to ocean, I must have swim now, it's too hot or something. So these sense organs, whether it's a taste buds, whether it's eyes, whether it's ears, whether it's a touch sense, that I like soft things only, I don't like rough material, something like that. So this sense organs usually sometimes pull us, and a karmati soul will not be pulled by any of the sense organs. So the mind will be totally under control. Otherwise, what happens is the soul is pulled to eat certain things. They know the health is, for this food is not good for health, but gets pulled. A diabetic person will say, oh, I haven't had sweet for a long time, I should have now, something like that. So they get pulled by that. So we take support of material means, sense organs, and do our activities. But as soon as we finish those activities, we should be able to go beyond. As Baba says, in second you are corporeal, in a second you can become bodiless and subtle angelic stage, or in a second you reach the seed stage, incorporeal stage. So that's what total control over our mind, that whichever stage I want, I am able to reach it. So as we reach such stage, what will happen is we will be able to play our role of service very well. In the sense, we are able to spread those powerful atmosphere vibrations. Being like a mite house, we should be able to do service through mind, and there will be fast speed of service, success in service. Because once your stage is high, your divine qualities are there, so qualities will also attract people. Your Jnana Dharana also will attract people, and the speed of service will be fast, successful service. And whatever obstacles come, we would be able to destroy those obstacles immediately and not waste our time in fighting. Because otherwise we spend so much time in fighting with our own sanskar, with friends, relations, waste thoughts, and obstacles come, we get a bit overwhelmed or confused, questions, etc. Because if my stage is, I'm embodiment of Jnana, I won't be wasting my time in questioning. I won't be wasting my time in eating, sleeping, gossiping, etc. So there will be that powerful stage, and achieve whatever I want to achieve. So, to reach that stage, we have to have awareness of time. Time is short. Sangam Yug is a valuable time. So such a valuable time, I can't afford to waste time, thoughts, money, treasures, etc. And the discerning power will be very powerful for such a soul. That the soul will be able to see others clearly, like Brahma Baba, no? As soon as he used to see that person, and within few minutes, he would be able to know past, present, future of that soul. So he would be able to discern the soul as how much jnani yogi that soul is. So they will not get upset stable on drama, stable on variety, because otherwise in a life everything may go wrong. And Baba has already prepared us and say there may be destruction, evil spirits, evil human beings. So all sorts of situation will be there. So it will not affect the soul. The soul will remain stable and will be able to discern Maya also. Because many times Maya comes in a very royal form. Maya's royal form. Temptations, so many temptations. That soul will be able to see Maya very clearly and will not be trapped by that. So to reach that stage, naturally one has to make lot of effort. So first and foremost, in our jnana, Baba has given us aim object, that remember Manmana Bhava Madhyadi Bhava. Remember me, remember our inheritance, Alpha and Beta, Baba and our deity status. So always keep it in front that I have to reach that stage. And also, we have to be all the time aware of the deep significance of karmic account. Whatever actions we do, we had to be Trikaldarshi. In the sense, we should be able to see the result of karma before starting, so that we are not doing any impure karma, nor we are wasting time in doing something that is not necessary. Because many times, many people are used to do certain things in their life. Like mothers, they are used to do everything for household things. Especially Asian mothers, Indian mothers, they are used to do everything. Household work, that's their first priority. Family, their first priority. And even when they go into the West also, they will be doing a Laukik job, they will be doing Laukik household, each and everything, washing, cooking, cleaning, sweeping the yard, everything. So naturally they don't have time for their Alaukik things. So that's where we have to see balance of Laukik, Alaukik. Not getting too much into Alaukik, nor having too much Laukik. Otherwise, if there is imbalance, naturally, if somebody is paying too much attention to Laukik things, then they have no time to have yoga or studying Murli or doing service or writing chart, etc. So their spiritual progress is hindered. And if somebody is doing too much alaukik study, then Laukik family will suffer. So that's where we have to see that we neither create sorrow for Laukik family by neglecting them, nor we are doing too much Laukik and neglecting our spiritual income at this time or Sangam Yuga. Then we need to maintain double lightness. Because by being soul conscious, we'll be light. And by having this awareness that I'm instrument, we will be light, isn't it? Because if that sort of a thought is that, I am responsible, I have to do everything, then what will happen? We'll become heavy. So that's where we have to see that we are double light, which will help us to have powerful yoga. It's to die alive from our old sanskars, old relations. So though, as soon as we come to Baba, we say, oh, I'm a BK, I'm a Brahman. But many times we don't forget our nationality. We say, I'm this. Our culture is like that. So they don't adopt Brahman culture. They still carry on their family culture or natural culture, and they'll say, oh, but we Indians are supposed to do like that, or we Filipinos are supposed to do like that, or we Russians do everything like this. So we forget that we are now Brahmins. Our thinking, speaking, doing, everything should be Brahman. Otherwise, we haven't really died alive. When we are saying, my mother, my father, we haven't died alive. No? We have to say, my Laukik mother. So, Brahman language, no? Laukik mother, rather than my mother or my father, my Laukik. So, reminding ourselves of Laukik is different from alaukik. So we have to try to maintain our eternal and original form. Originally we were deities. Eternally we are soul. So all the time awareness of that. Not allowing us to be trapped in a limited consciousness. Because we are so much used to think in a limited way. First I want to take benefit for me, then my family, then my relations, then my society, then my nation. No. We are world benefactor. We have to bring benefit to everybody, including ourselves, our family, our society, nation. But maintaining that unlimited consciousness. Remain ever ready. Because sometimes we keep on saying, okay, I'll do it sometime. I'm still very new. Let me wait. I'll do it later on. No. I should, whatever I want to do, I should do immediately. Not allow bit carelessness or laziness. And we should always remember 3 points. I am a dot, Baba is dot, and give full stop to past. Because if we are not able to give full stop to past, naturally, we will be wasting lot of time and energy. And every action, I should be able to be child when I have to be child, and when I have to be master, I should be able to be master. Balance of being a child and master. Because sometimes we are so much used to be master. Some people have been boss in their company, boss in their life, in their Lokic family. So they can't bow down or give way to others' opinion. They'll say, no, this is what is to be done. I have to decide what is to be done. So that's where I have to see that I don't maintain that bossiness all the time. Because we are, especially in Baba's service, we have to do as a team. So we have to listen to others also and judge what to be done, rather than my opinion is right. And also write down the chart, because really have progress we have to keep attention and checking and keeping our chart, just as Baba used to have the court with his mind and sense organs and intellect and see at night whether they have been behaving properly or not. Whether I had been churning yarn or having waste thought, negative thoughts, my feelings, what they were, how much I had karma yogi stage, how much I was Swadarshan Chakra Dhari. So we had to check at night, which point did I imbibe today, what mistake I did today. So check our chart. And we have had variety of charts to check ourselves. So plan our day, plan our activity, and at night check whatever I plan, have I done it? So doing service through mind. Baba says Amrit Vela use for taking power for yourself, because that's the time you have to empower yourself. But then evening, spread vibration in the world. Try to do service through mansa. And Baba says, listen to the cries of devotees. Be merciful. Remind yourself you have to bring benefit to everyone. Just as Baba is world benefactor, I also have to be world benefactor. And to not waste our time or thoughts or words also. Because try to be a senseful. Because some people have a habit of repeating things again and again and again. or expanding everything. No? They start telling whole story of their whole life. From beginning, each and every step. No? But be essential. And not get stuck to this material mundane things. Maintain flying stage. Because I remember when I came, Baba used to say, okay, don't go slowly like ants. Run fast. Then Baba used to say, jump, take high jump. Now Baba is saying, keep on flying. Which means, nothing pulls us to this mundane world. Detach, completely detach, double light. And naturally we need to have deep love for Baba, to have that remembrance. Because I think today's Murli also Baba says, if you love someone, how can you forget that person? So have that deep love for Baba. Maintain observer stage. Look at each and everyone's part as an observer, that they are actors in drama. Whatever is happening to us also, we should think, it's happening to this person, the body, or this person rather than me. Just as Brahma Baba, no. He never used to say, I, this Baba, this chariot. And balance in every situation. Karma and yoga, laukik, alaukik, body also and soul. Because sometimes we are so much soul conscious that we don't worry about this body. Not look after proper health, diet, rest, etc. So that's where we had to see that we are not just making soul powerful, but body also should be looked after. Balance of economy and generosity. Balance of intoxication and humility. So having that balance stage. And instrumental consciousness is very also essential to remain light. Because if I think, okay, I am responsible, then I become heavy. So we need to have the power to accommodate and power to withdraw. All the powers, especially discerning power, judgment power, power to accommodate, power to withdraw, and controlling power. We should have the total control over each and every sense organ, mind, etc. So having all these powers, naturally we can be Master Almighty, or Might House. Having clear knowledge, we can be Lighthouse. So that how, if we have that clear aim, attention, and checking, because we have to check ourselves every now and then, how much is the difference between my present stage and final stage? Because Sunday's Murli Baba was talking about there should not be great difference between the present stage and the final stage, Bab Saman stage. And for that, we have to see that we are comparing ourselves with no other human beings. But we have to compare ourselves with Brahma Baba. Otherwise, many times we have this sanskar of comparing ourselves with our friends and relations and people around us. So that's where we have to see that we are not comparing or competing with anyone, only one Baba. Om Shanti.